I love it, Doc. I love it.
That was Kevin's choice.
I love it. Yeah, a little feel-good music this morning. Dancing a little bit. You might even hear me snapping my fingers. I love a little Earth, Wind, and Fire this morning. All right, now I'm starting to get nervous because I think the Facebook police might get us. So let's go ahead.
34 seconds. Turn it off. Yeah. I don't know where that 34 comes from, but if you're on longer than 34 seconds without getting permission from Earth, Wind, and Fire, they shut you down.
Yeah, I know. That's a crazy little deal. All right, well, we're back again, 855-787-1033. Make sure you call in this morning with your questions and comments. We got several things to get to, but first and foremost, our two other partners who are normally here, partners in crime here on the radio, who are normally with us, Dr. Mayer and Dr. Blumenthal, are joining us at home, I hope.
Scott, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm glad we actually do not have a camera at home because I just got off the bike and just a bit sweaty this morning.
Kareem, you're up.
I'm up. Good morning, fellas.
Kareem, did you just get off the bike too?
Yeah. Yes. I got off the bike. I'm also sweaty and. Yeah.
Well, guys, this is kind of weird for us. I mean, we've never done it like this before, but I'm grateful that you've both gotten up early to be on the air with us this morning. We want to kind of give the folks just a little sense of normalcy during these extraordinarily unusual times. Hey, Kevin, I want
to see Brad on the Facebook.
Yeah, that was by plan. So you missed the first part. We cannot be in the studio together because of the 6-foot separation, the studio being as small as it is. So I made the audible this morning that Brad looks better on TV than I do. So Brad's in front of the camera and I'm behind the camera.
That's right. But still on the radio.
Good music choice, by the way, too. That was a good lead-in.
That was Kevin. Good work, Kevin. So, Kevin, we want to go to the phones. I want to go to Pat. How do we do this?
I just hit the button and we make it work.
Hit the button.
Here we go.
All right, Pat, what's up?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, guys. I love you guys. My daughter and my wife have been patients of Dr. Mayer. Awesome. I listen to the show. I love it. But I remember about 3 weeks ago, you guys were almost downplaying this coronavirus, saying, if you get a cold, you have a coronavirus. And do you think you guys maybe undershot it a little?
Yes. So Pat,
yeah.
I don't know if you were listening last week, but last week I admitted that I was wrong.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's probably available on replay. If you want to download the podcast, you can actually hear me say I was wrong. And I'm going to say that I was wrong again. Look, here's the thing. And what I was trying to do is just put a little bit of perspective. And what we said is a coronavirus is a cold virus. When somebody gets a cold, the virus that they get is a coronavirus. That's the type.
That's stuck in my head.
Right. Well, that's true. That's what it is. However, we now have a new coronavirus that was never seen before, hence it's called novel coronavirus.
This is that animal to human stuff, right?
It is. And because this is new, none of us have immunity to it, and it seems to be kind of a bad actor. So, I did not mean, or if I did, I absolutely apologize about downplaying
it.
Actually,
Dr. Mayer made the comment a couple of weeks ago that I heard.
Mayer, how could you do that?
Just blame it on Mayer, dude. Just blame it all on Mayer. Yeah. That's what I do in
the
clinic
anyway.
He's
the one that treated my wife and daughter.
He does much better as an orthopedic surgeon than an epidemiologist. It's okay.
I think he put that disclaimer down.
Hey, I'm going to have to apologize, too. We're going to have to check the record. I don't know how we pull that back up, but we're going to have to check. Because I've been gone for some weeks now. We'll have to check the record.
I said it was about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, so listen, Pat, you bring up a really good point. And we want to – we talked about this in our pre-production meeting. We want this to be an uplifting show. We will tell you what we know –
Which, no, it is. It is.
Well,
you
thank
guys
you.
Are great.
Thank you. Thank you. No, but this particular episode, we want episode 740 to be an uplifting episode. Since I'm scared. I mean, I'm gonna tell you, I'm scared for my kids. I'm scared for my wife. I'm scared for our practice. I'm just scared. And I think what we're scared of, at least for me, we're scared of the unknown.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you qualified that as me. I'm not scared. I'm concerned, but I wouldn't say that I'm scared. And it's only because it's out of our control.
So you can either get mild or you can go crazy on this.
What's that?
You can either have this real mild case of it or you can go to the extreme.
Right.
You don't know what you're going to hit.
Well, that's the concerning or the scary part. If you or someone you know happens to get the bad one and end up on a ventilator, you know, in terms of overall concern, you just have to look, you know, to countries that are ahead of us, like South Korea and China. You know it's going to burn out. It's just going to happen. It's just a matter of, like Kareem said, is someone going to get the bad one or the good one? Most of us are going to get infected, but most of us will be in that 80 to 90% mild symptoms or subclinical. We just got to watch out for the people we love around us that are susceptible.
Yeah.
And that's the unknown part. That's the unknown, is that are you going to be in the 80% kettle or are you going to be in the 5% kettle? And that's what causes me some anxiety, actually quite a bit. And, you know, many of you don't know this, but Kareem has a story to tell.
Yes.
About the last couple of weeks.
Which we'll get to in a little bit. And, you know, Pat, this is interesting because I'll give you a sneak peek into some of the conversations that we've had in the clinic just about this virus. I mean, just the other day, we were having lunch together and we were talking about, you know, just how deadly the virus could be or not be, and you know, trying to relate it to the flu. And when it's all said and done, quite honestly, when everything is all said and done, we'll be able to look at the numbers. Because I think we're all in agreement that this is more than the common cold. But now we're starting to ask questions like, how related is this to the flu in terms of its, you know, fatality rate?
Yeah, but what if we don't do do mitigation for the flu, right? We're not making people stay home for the flu.
Right. So
how do you can't equate, how do you equate the numbers if we didn't do the mitigation?
And this is exactly what we talked about. Say the numbers end up being less than what the flu was in terms of people who died.
Oh, I bet they will be total, yeah.
But. Right. Well, is it because we actually did social distancing and we took the extreme measures?
But how do you experiment the other way?
Right, exactly. So we'll never know. Again, I feel this is where I am. I have a healthy respect for the virus. I'm being socially responsible as much as I possibly can be. And then that's all I can control. After that, it's a matter of everything else is outside of my control. So it's more of a concern and a respect than it is a fear, afraid, and anxiety.
One of the things that we're going to talk about today is how we view this as healthcare workers. We're physicians, and I'm going to tell you that
it must be scary. What it can be?
It is terribly scary, and I'm going to say we're not on the front line. We're not in the ER.
But you still see people.
We do, and that's the scary part. And when we started this episode, 19 minutes ago, I told our listeners we're here because I felt an obligation to be here, and I can speak for all four of us. I can speak for Scott, for Kareem, for Brad, myself, and practically every doctor, that we have an obligation to our patients. We take an oath that we have an obligation to our patients. Texas Sports Medicine and Texas Back Institute are open. We are seeing patients that need to be seen. There are still things going on when you're coming down the stairs and you miss a step and you break your ankle. Somebody's got to see you.
I've gotten emails from my healthcare provider saying, you know, we can do this over the internet and, you know, exams.
Right. Yeah, it's
and I can speak to that because we're doing more of our visits on what's called telemedicine over the internet, like you said, than we are doing office visits right now, and we've had to get up to speed really, really quickly. The technology's out there, and you know, for spine, it's a little bit easier to do than, you know, an extremity injury where you really got to examine the injury, take an X-ray, et cetera. You know, we can look at an MRI and then talk to the patient and most of the time give some pretty good guidance. So telemedicine is definitely something that this epidemic, this pandemic, has brought into the forefront, and it will change medicine forever.
Forever.
I'm doing some telemedicine for the rest of my career and on to the Tarek and my kid's career in medicine.
Does that open up more liability issues, and how do you resolve those?
I mean, I think when anytime there's an... Go ahead, Scott.
It's all being worked on right now. There's in this emergency, the Center for Medicare, CMS, dropped the restrictions of us being able to practice across state lines. So I can do telemedicine to a patient I have in Kansas or Florida or whatever, whereas previously you've not been able to do that unless you were licensed to practice in Kansas or Florida. There's going to be the HIPAA is going to be totally changed. The Privacy Act, you know, right now it's an impediment to people getting taken care of in this pandemic. We're going to see some incredible changes which will make medicine better after this is over. We've got to get through this and get our country better. But after that, long term, we're going to improve the way medicine is delivered in the U.S.
I hope it's better overall as a general coverage. I know you guys have great conversations about the insurance, crazy people, and I love that conversation. I hope this changes something.
Pat, thank you so much. I really appreciate you calling, and I appreciate you coming in to see Mayor. You know, we're always grateful for our patients because otherwise we wouldn't really have a job.
You guys are great. I love your show. That's why we went there. I said, where should I go? I said, well, I listen to these guys all the time. They sound like they know what they're doing.
We got them fooled, Doc.
And was it Pat? What did?
No, you guys delivered.
I'm just kidding.
All right, good. I'm glad
kidding.
We delivered. Thanks, Pat.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, quick little break.
Hey, I'm glad I delivered on Pat's helping out his daughter, not so much as a immunologist.
No, epidemiologist.
And I wasn't on 3 weeks ago, so I can't take credit for downplaying.
Oh, yeah. No. I will take full blame. I actually remember the sentence. I remember because Kareem and I had a talk about it. Sometimes I wake up at 3 in the morning thinking, oh, my God, we're all going to die. And sometimes I wake up by 3 in the afternoon, I'm thinking, hell, this is just the flu.
Yep.
And so I kind of vacillate between back and forth, which is it? And right now the pendulum has swung. I'm in the scared category, but... the guys are talking me off. They're talking me off the ledge. Quick little break, and then coming right back. Inside Sports Medicine, 855-787-1033. Coming right back.